Kitchen, Kurt Liebig, joins me here by phone. Thanks so much for coming and doing this interview today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This year's legislative session began, and Governor Little opened with a State of the State address, and he proposed investing over $1.1 billion during the next 5 years into Idaho education. So what are your thoughts regarding this proposal, and how do you expect that this funding will impact Idaho education if approved?
Well, I think I'm personally delighted with the commitment the governor has provided to our education system. And it's not just this year. I mean, really, since Governor Little came into office, he has been a huge supporter of Idaho's education system and Idaho students. And, you know, his focus from the very beginning has been on literacy and improving literacy outcome for our students. And clearly that priority was embedded in the initiatives that he spoke about in his State of the State.
Right. Governor Little has been working with the Board of Education for a while. I know in 2019, he created a task force that was focused on improving K-12 education. Part of that was literacy. What kind of results have you seen since that task force was implemented?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The task force that you referred to was led by a current board member, Bill Gilbert, who's an Idaho businessman, and former president of the Idaho State Board of Education, Debbie Critchfield. And it consisted of folks from throughout the education system in Idaho. And they had a number of significant recommendations, many of them focused on the governor's priority around literacy. And I think when you ask about, so what results have we seen, you know, the challenge we've had is, you know, shortly after those recommendations were issued, the pandemic hit in March of 2020. And really, over the last three academic years, we've had pretty significant disruptions as a result of the pandemic, which has really clouded our ability to measure how well the initiatives are working. But what I can tell you is when we look at the literacy data, the most recent literacy data from the fall of 2021, we perform better than I would have anticipated, given all the unfinished learning that's occurred because of the pandemic. And I think we perform better academically as a state than many other states throughout the country, mainly because our whole system was committed to doing everything they could to have students in the classroom.
Right. And when we talk about these initiatives that focus on literacy, what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? What are these programs like that are promoting literacy?
Well, the governor, since he's come into office, has continued to increase the line item funding for literacy intervention. And I can't remember the actual numbers, but just as I look at his, I think last year, as an example, I think we spent $26 million maybe for literacy intervention. And in the governor's proposed recommendations for this budget session, which he talked about yesterday, he had an additional $47 million to that line item, which is really designed to help districts implement full-day kindergarten. But more broadly speaking, these literacy dollars are really meant to provide districts with the resources they need to provide interventions. So when we're seeing students that are falling behind from a grade level standpoint, there are resources available where those students can get one-on-one support to become more proficient in grades K through three.
Right. You mentioned a little bit the idea of all-day kindergarten. These discussions about education spending have come up especially because of the $1.6 billion surplus that the state legislature is deciding how to allocate. And for you, why do you think all-day kindergarten is an important option for Idaho families?
Well, I think not enough of our students are able to read by the time they exit third grade. So what we often say is, you know, from K through three, you're really learning to read. And then from grades four on through high school, you're reading to learn. And so the challenge our education system faces is that if a student leaves third grade and isn't proficient in reading, they're really going to struggle for the rest of their educational career. And so what we've been really focused on as a board, and I think this has been the governor's priority, is let's do everything we can to make sure that when a student exits third grade, they're proficient at grade level in reading. And what we found is one of the challenges is that when you look at kids that are entering first grade, too many of those kids that are entering first grade are not prepared to learn how to read. And, you know, some of those kids have not had any kindergarten. Some of those kids have had a half day of kindergarten, and some are fortunate enough to have full day. And what we notice is that those kids that have experienced full day kindergarten are much more prepared to hit the ground running in first grade than those students that haven't had that experience. So, you know, particularly for our underserved population, we think it's really important that we have parents have the option to put their kids in the full day kindergarten. And our hope is that, you know, if we can get all of those students ready to read by first grade, that the outcomes we'll see when they get to third grade will be much improved.
Right. So you mentioned, right, this option of all-day kindergarten. Education options are something Idahoans are passionate about, as you know. And how do you balance that? How do you balance the need for public education while giving those who want it the option for private options?
To your comment on choice, look, the most important educator in a student's life is the parents. And there's no one that knows a student's needs and potential opportunities better than a parent. And so fundamental to what we believe in Idaho is that parents should have a choice. And we're fortunate in Idaho that in many parts of our state, parents do have a choice. And many parents choose to send their kids to our great public school system. We've, over the last number of years, with the help of organizations like the Catherine Albertson Foundation and Bloom and many entrepreneurial people across the state, we've developed a network of high-performing charter schools that are public schools, but they operate with more flexibility, and so that's a choice for parents. We have a great network of religious-based schools as well as private schools. And then, you know, for some parents, they find that homeschooling is the best option. So, you know, all of those should be available for our students. They should all be of high quality. And ultimately, it should be up to the parent to decide, based on the needs of their kids, what's the best educational path for them.
Right. And a lot of independent groups, as well as politicians, have been debating this idea of education spending this legislative session. There have been organizations that are skeptical about if it's worth it to invest so much in Idaho education. What would you say to people who are maybe on the line, right? They believe in education, but they're hearing these voices that don't think it's quite worth it to spend so much of the surplus funding education.
Well, look, I think the Idaho economy and our quality of life are directly related to the strength of our education system. You know, our businesses will not be created, businesses will not thrive without a highly educated citizenry. And so for me, the best investment we could make for our state and for our citizens is to invest in our education system. And, you know, if you look at the per student funding that we provide to public education in our state relative to other states in the country, we typically are at the bottom of that list, you know, on a per student basis. And so I think, you know, given the strength of our economy today, given how well our state has done through the pandemic under the leadership of our governor and with the strength of leadership in our business community, we're very fortunate to have the surplus we do, and not many states are in the position we are. So I think now is the time for us to really make the investment in our education system to ensure that the economy we have in the future as strong as it's been in the past.
And as this debate continues during the legislative session, are you hopeful for the session? Are you hopeful that these dollars will get allocated for education?
Look, I'm sure the legislature is going to weigh in, and they have their own views on these issues. I think that's how the process works. And I think the more voices we have at the table, the better the solutions that will come out of that. I thought the proposal that the governor outlined in his state was really well balanced. He was conservative in that one of the challenges is we don't know how much of this $1.6 billion surplus is being driven by the sustainability of our economy versus the one-time stimulus that the federal government has provided us through COVID. So I think we got to be a little careful in assuming that the strength we've seen in the last 2 years is going to continue because of all this one-time money. But, I think the governor had the right conservative lens on his plan. But I think he struck the right balance of, let's provide Idaho citizens with some tax cuts, because clearly, we're collecting more revenue today than we've had budgeted. So I think there's an opportunity to put some money back into the pocketbooks of Idaho citizens, which I think is appropriate, particularly in light of the inflationary environment we're in. But then at the same time, let's make critical investments that strengthen the state of Idaho. Let's invest in our infrastructure. Let's invest in our education system so we're positioned well for the future. So I think the governor struck a really good tone, and I think the legislature is my sense is that balance and the way he spoke about it is something that the legislature was receptive to. But we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out here over the next number of weeks and months.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you ever have any questions in the future, feel free to call me at any time.
For sure. Thank you so much. This has been a conversation with President of the Idaho State Board of Education, Kurt Liebig.